This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Almost as tantalizing as the idea of using a single $1 trillion platinum coin to take care of our debt ceiling woes is the idea of what such a coin might look like. It will be, or one hopes it will be anyway, a one-of-a-kind addition to the nation's currency. All right, so it's not really going to happen, but if it did, what would that coin look like? Garrett Burke was the concept designer for the California State Quarter back in 2005. Garrett, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So the Treasury Secretary decides to do the $1 trillion coin. He comes to you and he says, Garrett, I need you to design this thing for me. What do you do? How do you do this?
Well, first you have to take a step back and you have to realize this isn't a real coin in a sense. It's not circulating currency.
One hopes, right? I mean, he's not going to put it in his pocket and take it home, but
It's in a sense reminiscent of the large stone coins that you would see on a South Pacific island.
That's right.
Like
yes.
The Yap. And so you have to take a step back and realize that, in a sense, this coin is a bit of a farce.
Well, all right. So let's go serious, right? Because it is were it to happen, it would be a serious enterprise. It would be a serious undertaking. So one imagines, as most United States coins have presidents or people of note on the front, you'd have to pick somebody to put on it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, difficult because there's no one person of the American government that I could say would represent it. However, there is a person through history. You have to look at this as a history. A coin is a time capsule. And I think the appropriate person would be Charles Ponzi. That is the only person who I could
but that was pretty good, man.
But done in a very representational way. Perhaps he's standing on a street corner and there's a portrait of him maybe speaking with some potential investors.
Yeah.
So Charles Ponzi would be one person that would make sense for me. I think probably the way to go with it is not to be too representational with it and to symbolize. So the idea that it is a perhaps a dollar sign that's twisted in on itself that forms an infinity loop, a loophole.
Well, then, like one of those Escher drawings, right?
The exactly, M.C. Escher. But then you actually just drill a hole in the coin. And that is the hole that all the money is falling into.
If it comes to pass, this is a coin that will be used once to backstop the debt till we get through this debt crisis, redeemed somehow, and then melted down probably and turned back into regular old platinum. So the question becomes, does the design even matter?
Always. The design always matters. And the design on this, if we look at it in a classical sense, who would it be? Because coins have their roots in Greek and Roman times. I was thinking perhaps it's an image of Icarus flying too close to the sun. And that could be a beautiful Art Deco type of representation, but also symbolizing the idea of the symbol of arrogance and the consequence of unbridled ambition.
You guys can go totally crazy with the symbolism, right?
Well, that's what coins is. If you look at a coin, right inside the word coin is icon, I-C-O-N. A coin is a symbol. So when you pick out any pocket change, you have some representation of our daily life as citizens of the United States. And that's why every coin has liberty, e pluribus unum, in God we trust stamped on it. So the design of the coin, what it says, the mottos, they really do matter.
And this one will say $1 trillion, too.
Well, I would not put $1 trillion on it. I would leave the option open that it could be a quadrillion coin at some point.
Yeah, because that's a debt crisis we don't even want to deal with.
Yes.
Garrett Burke, if you have seen the California State Quarter with John Muir in Yosemite, you know his work. Thanks very much for coming.
A pleasure, Kai. Thank you.